Well, it's funny because I think one of the phrases that came out of way back in 2008 when we had the economic crisis back then, there was a phrase that said, I think people were saying, if your cab driver's talking about it, you probably want to get out.
No, it's too late.
Right, right. And well, and we've seen over the last, week, the whole idea, the whole GameStop issues, and now it's silver from Reddit, and these people were pushing the price of GameStop up, and now, you know, there's just all kinds of, there are a million places to gain information in this industry. The problem is, like you said, it is absolutely overwhelming for people, especially retired people going, and they're saying, okay, well, I need to do something in my retirement, and maybe trading is it. But when they start to do the research, there's so many people out there touting different stories. It's hard for people to know what's hype and what's not.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. An Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with your host, Annie Nelson. And today, my special guest is Anne Babbias. And Anne is the founder of Anne Babbias & Associates, LLC, which has been in existence for well over a decade, helping thousands of individuals create the lives of their dreams through personal development and financial coaching. Her latest project, Pilot Fish Traders Toolbox, is dedicated to guiding traders to profits by connecting them with the best of the best in the country. And it is launching in March this year. It's been very interesting talking about this side of our lives, but unless we know ourselves and get ourselves sorted out, I don't think we're going to be that successful when we come to investing our money. And moving on to what you're equally or talented with is helping thousands of people create their lives through investing, something you have been successful at, and I believe you have a new product coming up. So would you like to talk to us about your Pilot Fish Traders Toolbox? I think it's been a problem for a lot of us. We think we're going to go out in investing, and then we start listening to all sorts of people like the back neighbor who probably knows nothing about investing. So give us your thoughts on where we go wrong.
Well, it's funny because I think one of the phrases that came out of way back in 2008 when we had the economic crisis back then, there was a phrase that said, I think people were saying, if your cab driver's talking about it, you probably want to get out.
No, it's too late.
Right. Right. And well, and we've seen over the last, week, the whole idea, the whole GameStop issues, and now it's silver from Reddit, and these people were pushing the price of GameStop up. And now, you know, there's just all kinds of, there are a million places to gain information in this industry. The problem is, like you said, it is absolutely overwhelming for people, especially retired people going, and they're saying, okay, well, I need to do something in my retirement, and maybe trading is it. But when they start to do the research, there's so many people out there touting different stories. It's hard for people to know what's hype and what's not. And is it even possible for them to invest or trade in retirement, or should they turn everything over to an advisor? Mm. And so the Pilot Fish has actually, I created this with a gentleman who is a retired pilot, but he is also a trainer. So that's where the name came from. A pilot fish actually leads sharks away from issues. So when you see a shark, you'll often see there's a little fish that's alongside of the shark. That's a pilot fish. It's sort of a play on words. We're leading other traders away from the sharks. Sort of a backwards way to do it. But so what we're doing is we've gone out and we've interviewed the best of the best in the business. So anyone that is entering this space is probably very familiar with the ads where you have the person in front of his Lamborghini or a huge mansion in the background that is making you believe that that's his when it's probably just rented. And he's telling you how to make money, how his strategy or his tip will end up making you millions of dollars. And there are so many of them out there that unless you've done the research and have probably spent hours doing it, you will have no idea who to listen to and who not to listen to. So I created Pilot Fish because I've been in this industry for well over 25 years. I was in the financial services industry long before I was a coach. And one of the projects that I worked on long ago was working with Fortune 500 executives who were leaving and retiring, and they needed to figure out what to do next in terms of their lives and their money and so forth. So I had to go out and interview the top 100 advisors in the United States so that we would be able to have resources to send the retiring people to. So the retirees to is in the form of advisors. Now, they had choices. They could either manage their own money, which a lot of them wanted to do. They wanted to try their hand at trading. Or they could go to an advisor and let the advisor handle everything. And they just wanted to go off and play golf in their retirement. It was their decision. So I had a lot of them that said, yeah, I absolutely want to trade. But then they would come back 3 months later to me and they'd say, I don't want to trade. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea who to listen to. Tell me what to do. Tell me where I should go. And that was part of the reason for Pilot Fish, is that it's all about learning who to learn from, learning what strategies actually do work, and being able to spend live time with these people. So the whole Pilot Fish program it's going to be 5 days a week. We will have people that I and my partner have actually done the research on, vetted, and we can say this person is actually an expert and you can follow them. They will teach you the strategies and things that are going to help you be successful in your trade. Right. Because that's what people need.
Yeah. So I suppose the next question is, how are they going to know what type of trading will suit them without some pre-knowledge or of the different styles of trading?
As part of joining the group, they'll have an interview with me and I can help them sort that out too, as far as like, because there are going to be two main instructors in the room. One of them is very astute and has been around a long time in the area of futures and Forex. And the other has been working with equities and options. And then we will have special guests 1 day a week for different other like cryptocurrencies and things along those lines. So we'll have a lot of disciplines. And so I'm going to step back and explain something that I learned later on in my career. And I think you're familiar with this too. Artificial intelligence software. I purchased a product called Vantage Point back in 2017. And what Vantage Point taught me was it drove me deeper into intermarket correlations. And that is absolutely key for any trader to know. You don't have to trade every market, but you need to know how every market intersects and fits together and impacts the others. And so we're really in Pilotfish, that's what we're focused on, our intermarket correlations, the relationships and along those lines, so that people can say, okay, well, you know what? I know how the dollar is going to impact the S&P 500. I don't want to trade the S&P 500. All I want to do is Forex, where I'm buying and selling US dollars, but I know how everything impacts everything else. Mm. Those are the types of principles we want people to be able to embrace, because for lack of a better pun, it's teaching them how to fish. So that's kind of where we are with that.
Okay. So is it going to be a fixed length course, or is it going to have multiple entry points? Can people join at any time, or is there a set time for the course?
People can join at any time, and they will, and as I said, they'll be interviewed, you know, so that they have a little bit of knowledge before jumping in just cold. I mean, we're hoping that we've got folks that have a little bit of experience in the trading arena. They don't have to have a lot, but just open to really, really digging into intermarket correlations. We're going to be using AI as well as other tools to help them really, really learn in an effective way so that they can go out and they can do this themselves.
Okay. So what time commitment would someone be looking at?
It depends on, you know, it's going to be 2 hours a day during the week. Do they have to come to every session? Absolutely not. They can pick and choose like who they want to learn from. And typically what happens in these types of scenarios is you end up identifying the instructor that you like the most, obviously, and that's who you're likely going to want to follow closely.
Right. Okay. So is it for a set time, or is it going to be every week forever, or?
Yeah, actually it's going to be every week. I believe that probably the last 2 weeks of the year, those weeks will be lighter, but it's going to be a monthly or an annual membership. So if somebody joins, you know, and they want to see if they like it for a month, that's fine. We don't have a problem with that. If they want to do a year, they can do a year. And we're looking at rolling out on March 15th.
Okay. Right. So you haven't got long to go for this exciting new project. And are you allowed to reveal who some of the coaches may be?
The first coach is Greg Furman. He is the Forex and futures expert that we'll be bringing aboard. Well, the second one that we're bringing aboard is David Insardi, who is the pilot. He's my partner in this project.
Okay.
And then we have another gentleman. We have actually two gentlemen that are going to be switching off for cryptocurrencies. So I'll keep them a secret.
It sounds like it'd be interesting to come along to for a month so you can have a look at, work out what you may be interested in, because I'm sure not everyone has dabbled in everything.
Right. And it's important. It's so funny because this goes back a long ways, and I think you might like this story. You might get a kick out of it. The pilot was actually a client of mine back in 2009. Mm-hmm. And he came to me because he wanted to trade. And I told him at that time, because basically the markets that I traded back then were equities. I didn't do a lot with anything else. And he told me, as we were working through the coaching relationship, he said, you know what? I'm going to go in and I'm going to learn about Forex, and I'm going to learn about futures, and and he went down the whole list, and and my words to him were, you know, you should really become an expert on just one market, and that's going to be your go-to market. And he's like, no, I need to learn about all of the other ones as well. And this is kind of a joke between us, because when I didn't really dig into, it's not that I didn't know all the other markets, but I really didn't dig into them to the extent that I did after I joined Vantage Point. And then I started going back to him and saying, did you know, you know, and he's like, yeah, I already knew that. I did that work when you told me only to specialize in one market, so, or one vehicle. So it's kind of a funny story that we bounce off of each other from time to time.
So could this be classified then as ending up with a balanced portfolio by being in all these different types of markets?
Well, it is, because when you think about it, and I do know traders who actually do trade all of them. In fact, I do. I trade Forex, I trade futures, I trade options, I trade equities, not so much bonds right now. But what happens is you will be able to identify the most promising opportunities in different markets at different times. So sometimes when there's not much going on in the S&P, there might be something in commodities that might make for a great trade. Mm-hmm. And what you need to do is you need to know how to read these things. And once you know intermarket correlations, you're much better in it.
Okay. You're much, much more experienced trader than I am. Does that mean you have to end up with multiple trading platforms, or are you all doing this from the one platform?
Right now, I use specifically Thinkorswim, which is TD Ameritrade. And there are Interactive Brokers, I think, is international. I'm not sure if you can do that in Australia, but the Forex platform that I used to use over in Australia, I believe, is Oanda. I think that's an Australian platform.
So, yeah, basically you've answered the question. Yes, you are on different platforms. I know with cryptocurrency, I've found one in Australia, coinspot.com.au, that is better for Australians because it's easier for us to get our money back out. We can put money in easily and get it back out easily than the US ones.
I mean, and it's so important for people to have vetted their platform and know that it's okay, because there have been a lot of issues with certain platforms. You want to make sure that you have vetted that platform to make sure that you will stay out of trouble.
Yes. Nothing like putting money into something and then you can't get it out. Yes. You don't want to put much up front first.
Exactly.
Well, thanks very much for being on the Retire Well, Retire Happy show and sharing your latest project. So if people wanted to find out more about you, your coaching and your latest Pilot Fish Traders Toolbox project, where would they go?
They would go to www.annbabiarz.com. Or they can find me on Facebook, or they can find me on LinkedIn as well.
Okay, under your personal name.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's been great catching up with you, and it's fascinating that you're coming up with new ways to connect with people and help people with their investing dreams.
Well, thank you so much, Anne. It's always great to see you as well.
And if you're listening to this, Anne has a beautiful coconut palm swaying in the breeze behind her, and it's a lifestyle that a lot of people would like to retire to.
Thank you, Anne.
You've been listening to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with your host, Annie Nelson. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks, Anne, for sharing your expertise with us today.
Thank you, Anne.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy. and help somebody.